Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 8th of July, Saturday. We have an 11-game main day slate and a 4-game evening night. I don't know what DK is calling it, but yeah, a lot of games. A lot of games early. Interesting slate combinations. Majority of this 11 gamer starts after 3 p.m. Central. So it's a bit spread out, but shouldn't be too bad. Took a little quick look at some weather. We do have some rain in Detroit, which is going to play. Be kind of key for us because we have Kevin Gausman in that game, and he is one of the top options on this slate. Think that the hope is that it begins delayed and then that they can play it after a couple hours. But we're going to want to watch updates for that one because that one is certainly extremely key for us. It's kind of cool in San Francisco, but pitchers in that game we just don't really know about. In fact, we're gonna have to wait to see what San Francisco is gonna do, as far as long man goes. Other than that, not much to deal with. Some delay risk in Cleveland, which I guess comes into play for Gavin Williams. Small delay risk in Washington as well. But yeah, let's take a look at the pitching. Let me bring up my Vegas line. But Gausman, obviously, just elite. About as elite as they come. Struck out 11 against Detroit earlier this year. Did give up 3 runs, allowed 2 home runs. It is what it is. Still put up 31 DK points in that start, despite allowing 3 runs. Yeah, he's just really good. I don't really know that we need to say much else about Kevin Gausman. Obviously, gonna be a massive favorite. He's a -240 favorite. Game total of just 8 in the game, which means we're looking at about a 3. Implied run total for Detroit. His starts overall over the last couple weeks haven't been phenomenal. He did dominate San Francisco, but just kind of average returns in his, three of the other 4 starts. One pretty bad one against the Twins, but that follows a stretch where he's just absolutely dominant. So he could, I mean, he can put up these numbers basically anytime he takes the mound. So he's going to be the top option, and obviously you have to spend a pretty penny to get to him. Gerrit Cole, -205 favorite at 11K. Pitching at home, where his K numbers have been stronger, his overall numbers are stronger. Does walk a few more and allow a few more home runs when pitching in Yankee Stadium. Recent trends, decent, not amazing. Did dominate Seattle and the Mets. Hasn't had a double-digit strikeout game since the middle of April, which is a little shocking. Would not shock me to see him put up 10-plus strikeouts, but I guess right now I'm guessing he's probably more in the 7 to 8 category. But perfectly solid option. A nice GPP pivot off of Gausman, if you're going to spend up on either. Paxton has been absolutely filthy in Fenway. K rates through the roof in Fenway as well. Coming off of a dominant start against the Blue Jays, just been really freaking strong. Did jump back up to 110 pitches after only throwing 63. That big jump is a little worrisome, but we do get some extra rest as he was on the paternity list. That extra rest probably going to come in key for a guy like Paxton who's dealt with some injuries. I think it's just an absolutely phenomenal spot. A minus 240 favorite. So same as Gausman. The A's actually have a stronger run total. The game total is at 9.5. So, but yeah, I mean, Paxton's just been spectacular. I'm probably going to put him number two ahead of Cole, as far as the spend up options for me. But all three guys over 10K are extremely valuable. There's actually going to be a lot of viable guys here at the top. I think we're spending up quite a bit on pitching. So it'll be key to nail that right combination. Mitch Keller, super strong against the Diamondbacks, first time he faced them. Hasn't been as sharp on the road, but his K numbers have been really strong, which is something we like to see. Overall, the Arizona team has struggled a bit over the last few days. They did score some runs last night. Mostly that was thanks to Lourdes Gurriel. I'm interested in Mitch Keller. He is an underdog, which I don't really enjoy seeing, but I like the upside that Keller brings. He's just steadily throwing, 100 plus pitches. They're letting him pitch. I think he's a pretty fine option. Braxton Garrett, somebody that I am very intrigued by. His recent starts haven't been phenomenal. Solid, but not phenomenal for his increased price tag. Has not been great at home, which is really shocking, considering this ballpark is built for pitching. Being left-handed, he does get to attack some of the left-handed hitters of the Phillies, but it's not a slam dunk spot by any means. He is a minus 120 favorite, and the game total is just 7.5. So we could see a low-key pitcher's duel, which is really nice because I obviously love Ranger Suarez as well. Sonny Gray, going to be borderline in my pool. Did dominate the Orioles in his last start. It's been really strong in Minnesota. The biggest thing for me is he going to be allowed to throw 100 pitches and go 6 to 7 innings? He just randomly has games where they take him out at 79. 76 when he's dominated, 79 again. And he's been vocal about it and frustrated. The Twins need to let him pitch. He's one of the better pitchers. Just let him do his thing and then go to the bullpen. Don't force it early. I'm interested, but with all the guys around him and above him, I don't see myself going too heavy. He is a minus 125 favorite. Wells in that game. I think I'm more interested in Wells, but it's far more dangerous using Wells than Sonny Gray. Wells has a home run issue, obviously. 21 home runs allowed in less than 100 innings so far. He just keeps allowing home runs. The K upside is really nice, especially against a Twins team that strikes out a lot. He doesn't allow a ton of hits. His opponent batting average, home and away, are both 190 and below. That's extremely elite. So I am interested in his upside. So I might move him ahead of Sonny Gray in my, GPP order if I end up there. There's just so many guys, above them. And then obviously, I mentioned Ranger Suarez in a game with a 7.5 total. He really let us down here against Washington, where he was super chalky. Prior to that, he'd just been dominant. So I'm very interested, and he's been phenomenal on the road. Just 7 runs allowed in 5 road starts. I not much else I can say. I just absolutely love Ranger Suarez. I have to dig in to see how guys like Cooper and Soler have performed against him, because those are the two main danger spots. Off top of my head, maybe a little Brian De La Cruz as well, but yeah, Ranger Suarez at 8,700, I like much more than the couple guys above him, and I might like him more than Braxton Garrett as well. The more I think about it, even though he is the slight underdog, Andrew Haney, a minus 190 favorite in Washington. Weather potential, like I mentioned earlier, I don't use Haney a whole lot. But he's been far better on the road, which is key. Coming off a pretty strong start against Houston, has been strong in two out of his last three. I'm interested enough. I know Washington doesn't strike out a ton, but I still like Haney, and the upside for the win. The game does have a 10.5 total, which is kind of shocking. But not really interested in Drew Smiley. I think he could be serviceable, but I'm just not really going to go there. I'm not super afraid of the Yankees offense by any means, but again, just not really my kind of play. Mikolas has been better on the road, still allowing a lot of base runners. Hasn't been great of late. I'm going to pass. I'm just going to play the recent trends. He's a minus 130 favorite, but the game total is 10. So, the one guy down here that I'm really considering is Gavin Williams taking on the Royals. He absolutely dominated them in his second start. Followed it up by struggling against a very tough Atlanta squad, which is understandable. We mentioned the weather earlier, so there is worries there, but Cleveland is a minus 195 favorite. So I do want to be able to use Gavin Williams a decent chunk as my SP2 in spots. As far as the guys going down the list, I'm not really interested in anybody else, to be honest. Brady Singer did shut down this Cleveland squad, just the K's haven't been there. So I assume he's going to draw some ownership, but I'm just not going there. I am definitely spending up on pitching on this slate. Running low on time here, we're just going to take a quick look at the four gamer. It's obviously Spencer Strider's just massive upside. 12.9K against Tampa Bay seems a little aggressive, but given that it is four game slate, he easily could be the highest scoring pitcher by far. But I actually think I would go lighter on him. Framber Valdez, somebody that I absolutely love. He hasn't been on the mound for nearly 2 weeks now, so there are some worries there. Really, just great at home. Seattle strikes out a ton. I realize Seattle woke up a bit offensively last night, but I'm still interested. Blake Snell just striking dudes out. I probably the best, the most upside outside of Strider is Snell on the slate. Taj Bradley could strike out a ton, or he could give up some home runs against this Atlanta squad. He struggled the last two starts. I did use Glasnow yesterday against the Braves, so I might use Bradley a little bit. But aside from that, I'm not really interested in much. Michael Grove, maybe against the Angels since it is a watered down lineup, but I don't really think so. Detmers. I don't really want to pick on the Dodgers, even though Detmers has been showing a ton of K upside and throwing really well. Maybe we have to consider him. Brian Wu against the Astros, quite possibly. He's been really steady as well since his rough debut. So there are a lot of ways to go, despite it being just a four gamer. So there we have it. Pushing 15 minutes already. So. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get that alert anytime we drop videos at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ for 10% off monthly, or I believe you can still use Summer 50 for 50% off the first month with us. So as always, best of luck, everybody.